All right, Jamosa. Good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday, last week actually, on page Kufchov, the bottom. So if you remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, the point that Machab was trying to make was the following. The whole theme that he is developing is that at our core we are tov. At our core we are good. And all the negative things that occur are really like layers of the lavush, layers of the clothing that are piled on top of the tov. Now, why is it that our tov endures? Because our tov comes from our neshama, whereas the ra comes from the guf, and the neshama is much stronger than the guf, which then led him to ask a very basic question. If indeed the neshama is stronger than the guf, then why is it that the guf seems to always be able to conquer the neshama? Right? If this statement is true, that the neshama is so strong, so why do we struggle so much? If remember again, he gave the mushal of the war between the two armies. So he said, if one of the armies attacks while the other is sleeping, and while the army is sleeping, the aggressor goes ahead and takes all of the gold and the treasures and the weapons and leaves. So the truth is, yes, technically speaking, they won the war, but why did they really win the war? Because the other side wasn't fighting. And the Mechaber says, let's begin with the last two lines on page Kufchaf, bottom of the page. Ima adam ma'ami this haneshama ara. Right? If the person wakes up his neshama, umeidach yesh laguf, and then again he has the opposing forces of the guf. V'hamilchama hi bein neshama laguf, and the war that takes place is really between the neshama and the body. V'vandeh sheha neshama tenatzeach. The neshama will win. Meaning any time that you put the neshama against the body, the neshama will always win. Ki ha neshama hi koach ruchani tokif har beyos retap of kuf chafalif. Because hands down, the neshama is stronger than the body. If that's the case, then why does the body win? What's the problem? Because ultimately a person is asleep. The true me, the true I, is asleep. Therefore, in those moments where the body comes to do battle with the neshama, ain lo afilu tzorech lihilachim, kishatzad hasheni yashin miyad kof shemo. So, such a profound idea. So the Mechaber says, 9 out of 10 times, the reason, maybe even 10 out of 10 times, the reason why the body is able to overcome the neshama is because the neshama is not even in the ring. The neshama is not even up to the fight. Why? Because remember, the neshama only fights if the neshama is activated by the individual. If the neshama is dormant or inactive because of non-use or because of non-attention, it's atrophied because the person really hasn't made it a priority to cultivate that, then when the moments of battle come, the neshama is asleep. What happens when the neshama is asleep? The body's going to win. Not because the body's stronger, not because the body's better, but simply because the neshama is not even getting up to fight. Kedei livnos es hakoach hatov shebo ulesalek es hara bichlal ves hadimui haatzmi ashlili bifrat. In order to build up this inner good and to remove the negativity from the individual in general and certainly negative self-perception specifically, muchrach ha'adam lahakitz es asmo. The most important thing Rabbi Ossai is a person has to wake themselves up in life. The Mechaber is positing is that so often we just kind of we live almost like in a state of sleepwalking. We just live in this state where we're not really paying attention. We're not really aware. The neshama is asleep. Uru yishinim mishinaschem, v'neir damim hakitz mitar demaschem. So this is amazing. So remember, this is the phrase of Rambam. The Rambam uses to bite kia shofar. Right? The Rambam says that one of the reasons we go and blow the shofar is why? To wake ourselves up. We say, Uri Yishenim Yishinaschem, wake up slumberers from your sleep. V'neirdam hakitzim etar demaschem. And literally, it's the same idea, the dreamers from your dream. So why is the Rambam, madua? Ki b'chdei sha'adam yuchal asalegis ha'margoos ha'atzim yoshabo. If a person is going to shake the negativity that sometimes constantly follows him, who muchrach lishtamish im hakoach ha'eloki, hanishmati shagonos bekirbo. He has to go ahead and use that spiritual divine power that is within him. Ulashin kach alav la'orer koach zeh. And you have to awaken this koach. I think this is such a profound yisod in general, that there are so many kohos we have. He's speaking about one specific, general koach of my neshama. There are so many kohos we have, but they're dormant simply because we don't wake them up. We don't wake them up. We're just kind of stumbling, walking through, sleepwalking through life, and we don't wake up. So when the moments of battle come, when the guf surges up, when the kohos of physicality, of material desires so bubble up, there's no one to fight them. There's no one to fight them. So as such, they always win the war, not because they're stronger, but because the opposing forces that could potentially deflect them are simply sleeping. Which then leads us, of course, to the most important question. So how do we awaken the soul? Okay, so let's accept this premise. I want to wake up my neshama. How do I do it? Bevadai shebechlolos zeh ayidekim Torah mitzvos. So certainly, again, generally, we could always answer Torah and mitzvos, right? Which is true on a basic level. This is sometimes we look at Torah and mitzvos simply as an ends. Torah and mitzvos are not an ends. They're a means. And the Mechaber would say they're a means to awaken the neshama. We awaken the soul. That's what we know. When we learn, we feel different. When we do mitzvos, we feel different. Where does that feeling come from? That feeling ultimately is an awakening of the soul. Aval bepratos ayidei ha'emuna b'kiyuma. But he says, the truth is, whereas Torah mitzvos is certainly true, but perhaps in a more specific way, we have to believe in our neshama. It's such an interesting idea. The way to awaken the neshama is to believe in the neshama. What does that mean? Ayidei ha'esponenos shaha'ani hu be'etzem neshama. To believe through contemplation that the neshama is my true identity. So how do you awaken the neshama? By essentially identifying with the neshama. By believing that my core identity is my neshama. Ayidei esponenos shaha'ani ha'atzmi shalim hutov ma'ot. Through contemplation that the inner I is ultimately very good. Tov ma'ot. Im ha'adam lo ma'or is neshmaso. If a person does not awaken a soul, hu nimtza ba'olam sherubo ra, such an incredible insight. If a person doesn't awaken his soul, first of all, he lives in a world that is rubo ra. Rubo ra means it's not good. It's not good. Why? Because without the neshama, all I have is the guf. And the truth is, the guf tends to get me into trouble. And what happens? And therefore, and also if I don't awaken my neshama, the battle avuda merosh. Avuda merosh means is lost from the beginning. Like we saw before, the neshama is asleep. There's no one to oppose. The Gulf battles lost in the beginning. Novin imke, sha'avodas ha'adam li lochim im haziv ha'atzmi, ha'irut shalom. Therefore, as it turns out, the real primary avoda of a person is to struggle, is to do battle with his negative self-perception. Ima ka'asim ha'atzmiim, with his anger with himself. Vishar mar'in bishin kigon atzvus sheish la'adam. And I will say a person has to contend with many different things. I have to contend with feelings of anger at myself, feelings of disappointment about myself. I'll just say, Klal Gadol, if you don't have feelings of disappointment in yourself, then you're setting your expectations for yourself way too low. Right? We should always live with disappointment in ours, healthy disappointment. I'm not saying not beating yourself up that you're a horrible person, but we should always be disappointed in ourselves because, again, in a healthy way, because we should always realize deep down that there's so much more I can be doing. Okay, hopefully I say I'm working towards it, but I know what I can be and I know what I am. If you think that you have aligned what you can be and what you are, again, you've set your expectations way too low.
I always make sure I'm disappointed in others, so I take to the
next one. Excellent. That's a good first step, be disappointed in others. You can't be disappointed in yourself. Good. So there always has to be. So what he's saying is this idea that if I have to struggle with all of these things. I struggle with this self-identity. I struggle with this self-perception. I struggle with anger at myself. I struggle with sadness. But how do I deal with all of these things? Meaning, how do I come out of these things? The only way to deal with this ultimately is by identifying with the neshama. That is the ikur, that is the inner eye in my neshama. So we'll say what comes out from this particular section, with this, what we'll have to stop for today. what comes out from this particular section is an incredible yisod. First of all, just understand, we often think that the neshama is not powerful because after all, it loses all of these battles against the guf. So the Mechaber says, not true. Why does the neshama lose? Because it's not even fighting. If the neshama was fighting, not a kasha, not even a question, it would always win. But often it's not armed to a battle, it's asleep. Why is it asleep? Because the only way to activate the neshama is through identifying with it. If I don't identify with it, then it's dormant and it's non-combatant. When it's non-combatant, the body takes over everything. Therefore, says the Mechaber, the only way, so how do we activate that neshama? Two answers. Number one is Torah mitzvos. And most of it is a very important yisod. That's why people often wonder, say, I don't feel inspired. Right? So the first question a person always has to ask themselves if they don't feel inspired is what? Yeah. But not even why. What are you doing? What are you, tell me, what are your activities of daily spiritual living? Are you davening? Are you learning? Are you doing chesed? If the answer to any of those things is no, then of course you don't feel inspired because your neshama is dormant. You have to activate your neshama through Torah and mitzvos. Okay, even with Torah and mitzvos, I still struggle. But if you're not activating it, by definition, it's dormant. That's number one. Number two, which is the part that's going to be the subject of our next section over here, is actively identifying with it. Actively identifying with the neshama, which means that I identify that the neshama is really the core part of my identity. It is my real identity. The guf is secondary. That in and of itself awakens the neshama and allows it to do battle. All right, we'll continue in Mirtz Hashem.
The guf is secondary. Why is it awake all the time?
Because we live in a physical world. There's no way for it not to be awake. We live. That's the world we live in. If your guf's not awake, you're dead.
Yeah.
I mean, simply put. I don't mean to be the downer, so early this morning.